Hello, my name is David Ledger, and this is the Shasta Environmental Alliance radio show. And Shasta Environmental Alliance, maybe some of you haven't heard of that, but we're located here in Shasta County in the greater area. And the mission of our organization is to protect and preserve the native flora, fauna, water, and air of the Upper Sacramento River watershed through advocacy and education. And this radio show is a part of our education. And if you want to see our website, you can go to ecoshasta.org. And if you have any questions, send them to ecoshasta@gmail.com. Next, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about something that we're doing right now, and that is getting the city of Redding to have a new tree ordinance. The current tree ordinance is called a tree management program or a tree management ordinance. It sounds really good. It has a lot of nice platitudes in it. But unfortunately, if a developer really wants to resist saving trees, there's no real enforcement powers to stop them from cutting down every tree on a subdivision that they want to develop, every native tree. So what we're trying to do is strike kind of a balance of having, if you put in a parking lot and a store or a subdivision, you're going to have to take out trees. But also, we want to do like many cities do, like Chico and Roseville, where if a developer wants to take out oak trees, they have to pay a price for that. In other words, like at Chico, it's kind of pricey. It's $368 for every 6 inches of diameter of tree that's removed. What that money does is that goes into a fund that finances their urban forest. And then with that urban forest, like recently the city of Chico had a Cal Fire grant, and they got a 3-to-1 grant for their $50,000 they had from their tree fund to have $200,000 worth of planting of new trees through on city streets, in parks, and lots. So that's kind of what we want to do. You know, you have to cut down trees sometimes, unfortunately, if you want to put a house in there, but we want to have some mitigation. And so that's what this is about. And so what we're doing with that is we've been talking to various city council people, and right now various organizations that are supporting C, that's the acronym for Shasta Environmental Alliance, to write letters to city council asking them to change the tree ordinance and make a real tree ordinance that does protect trees but also does allow development. And so that's what we're doing next. Now, a couple things I'd like to go back to on the tree ordinance, the current one that the city of Redding has, is, there's some good things in it and bad things, but one of the bad things, just to go to that, is there was a development called Churn Creek Marketplace, and that's on Churn Creek Road at Rancho Road, and there was about 20 acres of oak trees, some 700 oak trees, that were cut down. And only 3 oak trees were saved. And so the developer didn't have to pay. There's no mitigation. Of course, they will have to put in some shade trees in the parking lot. But if anyone who's lived in Redding long knows how shabby those look after a few years due to the heat here from both the parking lot and just our normal over 100 degree heat. But there were 3 trees that were left. They were large blue oaks, and that looked good. They saved those, but I had noticed, and with someone else, that they had not had a fence around the drip line. They had just had a very small fence, about 10 foot square, around 2 of the trees. They had been running equipment under there, which isn't supposed to be done, and they had been excavating along the drip line, which would be tearing up the roots. And if you compact the ground around oak trees, you're probably going to, if not kill it, greatly limit its growth. And so I contacted the Redding Planning Department, and I was told that those trees were not on a map, and they could cut those down if they wanted to, or whichever they wanted to do with them. They weren't required to save them. They weren't in the use permit that was given when the development was established. So that's a really bad thing, where they were allowed to cut down all the trees, and even the 3 that the planner had them set aside did not have any requirements for them to preserve those trees. On a good side, and this was a planner who does care about trees and a developer who did, there was a development on Old Alturas Road, and there were a number of, they're like apartments. And so they were kind of set out with lots with a lot of trees, and there were 200 trees on a hillside. Of course, most of that hillside they could not develop, but they could have developed some of it. But they saved about 200 trees on that hillside, which connects to an adjacent lot that had a few trees saved. And on the Churn Creek side of the lot, there were it connected with an open space, so they can have trails up there. So it's a nice oak habitat that was preserved. So kudos to the developer and to the planner who did preserve those trees. So that's just two examples. And the problem is, as I see it, is that if a developer has a lot of economic power, they're going to be able to pressure the planning department to allow them to cut down as many trees as they want. So that's one reason why we want to change it. And related to that is a film that Shasta Environmental Alliance is going to be showing on September 21st. And that film is called Made in the Shade. And it is about a project that the citizens of Sacramento, way back in the 70s, they had a nuclear power plant there, Rancho Seco Nuclear Power Plant, and it was constantly breaking down. There were many cost overruns, and so they had a petition, because it was run by the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, to shut down the Rancho Seco Nuclear Power Plant, and they did. Now, to make up for all of the high electric use during the summer, from when the days are really hot and electric use from air conditioning is high, they had a program to plant as many shade trees as they could. So they got funds from grants. They had many volunteers who would plant trees in people's yards. And also the utility district also contributed a lot of money to planting those trees. And so now they have 500,000, they planted over 500,000 shade trees. They're almost up to 600,000. So they're going to be, the people that developed this program, the tree advocates, and the people that made the film, it's a documentary film, under an hour, they're coming up to Reading to show this film, and they're also going to take questions at the end. So this will be a good way to see how maybe Reading could have an example of planting, thousands of trees. And we have are hoping that we can have a representative from the Reading Electric Utility and also Reading Community Services, which is Parks and Recreation and is responsible for surface trees, to talk about what they can do to help Reading get more trees. And that will be at the First United Methodist Church at 1825 East Street in Reading. And that's on September 21st. That's a Friday at 6:30 p.m. And it is free. We will, of course, we always ask for donations, but you don't have to give anything. And then the producers and these tree advocate groups will also be answering questions at the end. So you can bring your questions for them. And we also hope to have some groups from the Citizens Climate Lobby who are working to get reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. They'll be giving a very short presentation of a few minutes about what they're trying to do. So hope you can make that on the September 21st. Now I'd like to bring up another issue that concerns a lot of people in Reading, and that is a proposed casino on some 232 acres next to I-5, between I-5 and the Sacramento River, just south of South Bonneview Road. And Wind River Casino, or Reading Rancheria, is currently trying to get that land put into Indian Trust land so that they can establish a casino there. There are a number of people that are opposed to that. Well, one group is the Churn Creek Homeowners Association, Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. They have fought for some 40 years to keep the area in the county, which is part of this land, preserved as ag land. And they have fought several developments on Knighton Road. One was a shopping center and one was a huge car dealership. And they were successful in getting those defeated. And so they are opposed to this development. They want to keep that land as ag land. And it is close to the Sacramento River. Now, there is a group called Speak Up Shasta, which is kind of organizing the opposition to the proposed casino. And that group, though, is financed by the Rolling Hills Casino, which is the Paskenta band of Nomlaki Indians. So they do have a financial interest in not having the Wind River Casino there. So if you are concerned about that, you could contact them at www.speakupshasta.org. Now, Shasta Environmental Alliance has not taken a position one way or the other at present on this casino. However, we would be definitely opposed to anything within a couple hundred feet of the Sacramento River, because it's really important that we save all the vegetation along the river and just that habitat near the river for the river ecosystem. Just to continue a little bit about the Wind River Casino, some of the objections that people have, aside from wanting to keep that as ag land, is they will be having, besides a large casino, there will be an event center and a hotel, I should say. And they'll also have an outdoor concert. And so a lot of the neighbors on the other side of the river are objecting to the casino too because of the noise and neighbors near there, because there's residential areas on the other side of the river. And then, of course, for environmental groups, protecting the fish and the birds and whatnot that are in the river. So that's about it. And if you have questions on this, you could just go to their website, as I mentioned, speakupshasta.org, and find out there. And they do have informational meetings. They are run by a public relations firm, so, you know, maybe study the issues a little bit before you go there in case you do have hard questions to ask them. Okay, so that's it for as far as that project goes. Now, to go to another event that Shasta Environmental Alliance is going to co-sponsor, that is a film about water. And it is called Over Troubled Water. It's a documentary done by a group that is down in the Delta. And it is about what is happening to the Delta with all of the damming of water and the threats to the Delta. And it kind of explains the film. It explains the importance of the water going through the Delta. It's not being wasted when it goes out to the sea. It's actually replenishing the Delta and the Bay. The producer of this film is going to be coming up when we show it on August 5th, also at the First United Methodist Church at 6:30. And she will be talking afterwards to update us on the film, because the film was done in 2013, but she's going to update us with the issues with the tunnel projects and also the site's reservoir, so we can have a real good in-depth, you know, discussion of threats to the river, and particularly in her case, she's focusing on the Delta, but it also affects us up here if too much water is taken out of the river. So that will be on October 5th, once again, at 6:30, First United Methodist Church, 1825 East Street in Reading. It is free also. We will accept donations because we are going to help pay for the woman's expense to come up here. And if you have any questions, once again, you could just email us at ecoshasta@gmail.com, or you could go to our website, www.ecoshasta.org. Thank you. Now, I'd like to tell you some of the groups that are supporting Shasta Environmental Alliance, and in the future, we will be bringing in representatives of these different groups so they can tell you what they do. But the groups in alphabetical order are Battle Creek Alliance, Bear Creek Watershed Group, Butte Environmental Alliance, California Native Plant Society, Shasta Chapter, California Wilderness Coalition, Defiance Canyon Raptor Rescue, Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve, Friends of Oregon Gulch, Shasta Horticultural Resource Bulletin, Sierra Club Shasta Group, Streams and Greenways Alliance, Trails and Bikeways Council of Greater Reading, Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, and Wind 2 Audubon. And so those groups are current supporters, and some of them financial supporters too. And so if you have any groups that are environmentally oriented and would like to support the Shasta Environmental Alliance, please contact us. Thank you very much. And this has been David Ledger with Shasta Environmental Alliance Radio News.